So, Advices and Queries 19. Rejoice in the presence of children and young people in your meeting and recognize the gifts they bring. Remember that the meeting as a whole shares a responsibility for every child and its care. Seek for them, as for yourself, a full development of God's gifts and the abundant life Jesus tells us can be ours. How do you share your deepest beliefs with them while leaving them free to develop as the Spirit of God may lead them? Do you invite them to share their insights with you? Are you ready both to learn from them and to accept your responsibilities towards them? So, friends, as I was saying last month, we explored together how we can make our meetings a community where everyone feels accepted and nurtured. So it just feels so right somehow that this flows straight from that river, if you like. We consider how we nurture and care for children. And I was on an embodiment course recently where the teacher was describing the difference between presence and presentation mode. And when we are present, what a gift it is. And here we are being asked to rejoice in the presence of children. And I just remember taking the register with a class of four-year-olds a couple of years ago, and for some unknown reason, I don't know, maybe out of the joy of the word and perhaps the gravitas it gave a child. And I sing the register, and anyway, this child on this particular day decided to sing back, present, when I sang his name. And soon, you know, just spread like wildfire, and all the children were singing present when I sang their name. It was like 30 little cross-legged Buddhas in front of me, all singing their presence. And what it made me think of was this double meaning of being present and, of course, its gift-like quality. And then how being in presentation mode is really quite different. And I guess what I think of is children don't really do presentation mode, but they sure do present. They really are present. And yet fewer and fewer meetings have children's meeting. And it's like we're not rejoicing in the presence of children because there are so few children around us. I was reflecting with a friend that one of the most skillful things I've seen in older friends is their ability to make relationships with younger people. It seems so generous and life-affirming. And what is it that prevents us really from taking responsibility for the children in our care? It's a sort of chicken and egg situation, right? So there are no children's meeting, and so there are no children, and there are no families and young children, and so we say we've no children to put on a meeting for. Chicken and egg. I wonder if what we do is, rather than feeling the abundant life that Jesus says can be ours, instead we kind of feel the utter poverty and lack and not enoughness. You know, I'm not enough. There isn't enough energy or time or children. When my children were very young, I'd bring them to meeting, and I remember thinking that there was no other setting in their young lives where adults talked and interacted with them as equals, you know, with that gentle seriousness and respect. It was really shocking in a way to realize how most other adults had a kind of laughing, voyeuristic approach to children, as though they were amusing and entertaining, but not equals. It made me love Quakers even more. And I just knew I wanted my children to be around these people. So, you know, I'm not going to say much more than that because we're going to have time in our groups to reflect and share. But I was feeling led to to reflect it, to do in our guided meditation something around abundance. Something around abundance. So this line again, seek for them as for yourself a full development of God's gifts and the abundant life Jesus tells us can be ours. A little bit of that, you know, we have to make sure we are well nourished, caring for our own hearts, otherwise we can't perhaps be present for young children and receive their presence, something like this. So we can begin. We'll do a meditation for around 20 minutes, so be kind of comfortable. If you need to get a cushion or, I don't know, move your body in some way. And I'm going to start today's meditation with a quote by Barbara Holmes, who I sort of feel is describing something very important about how we become present. And she's talking about slowing down. So, when you're ready, let's take a nice breath.
I'm losing you, Karen, do you mind me saying?
Not at all, I'll move closer.
I think your voice is dropping slightly.
Sure, sure. And do feel free to enable closed captioning if that helps. To get headphones if that's useful. And I will move closer to the microphone. Hope that's okay. And perhaps it will help sound if everyone makes sure they are on mute. Is that okay? Good. So this is a quote by Barbara Holmes. In order to love, have to slow down. There's no such thing as drive-by loving. You have to give attention to the object, to the person of your love. There has to be reciprocity and mutuality. It is giving ourselves over, letting go, so that something else can do the loving through us and for us. Because we're not capable of it. In order to love, you have to slow down. There's no such thing as drive-by loving. You have to give attention to the object, to the person of your love. There has to be reciprocity and mutuality. It is giving ourselves over, letting go so that something else can do the loving through us and for us, because we're not capable of it. It's a beautiful psalm which says, deep calls unto deep. So we'll center down, we'll go deep, dropping down into our feet, the soles of our feet. Sensing how they are resting on the earth. You might sense the presence, the presence within your feet, the gift-like quality of your feet. The abundance. Of 2 feet resting on the floor. You might let your attention just rise slowly up your lower legs. Softening and melting any knotty parts in the knee. Softening the upper leg. Perhaps it's possible to relax the hip joints, the pelvic floor. Become sensitive to how your sit bones are balancing on the seat. You might soften your tummy and let it relax. Perhaps softening your chest as it moves with the breath. Your shoulders, arms, and hands. And just hanging out with your hands for a moment, and you might bring to mind all the things that you're handling in your life. Perhaps there's a lot going on. Perhaps not. Maybe there's a sense of too much or not enough. For these minutes, perhaps you can lay down those concerns and let your hands just relax. Perhaps you can in some way soften your throat, the back of the neck, corners of the mouth, corners of the eyes. And the brow. I love to think of George Fox's saying, be still and cool in thine own mind, as though a loving figure is putting a cooling flannel on my brow, letting all that fizzy thinking just settle. Be still and cool in thine own mind. can invite you now just to let your attention ride the breath as though you're relaxing on a boat on a calm sea, and you're just gently being moved by the waves of the breath. Just moving through you. In some way, we're not reaching out for abundance, we're just letting it flow through us, keeping open to this breath moving in and out. Deep calls to deep. Let the depths of stillness and silence within you be held by the deep silence that's greeting you, this abundant silence. The mind wanders off, or you find you're becoming distracted, just gently smile at the thoughts, the thinking mind, the distraction, and come back to that sensation of breathing, the breath moving through you, the abundance of silence. Deep calling to deep. And you might like to ask the question, what would my life be like if I lived from this place of abundance? What would it mean for my family, for me, for my meeting? What would my life be like if I lived from this place of abundance? And as we come towards the end of this meditation, I'm going to invite you, if you will, to bring to mind a child. Or maybe there's more than one child, or maybe there's a, rather than a specific child, perhaps there's a sort of sense of children. It doesn't have to be high definition. And see if you can bring them into this sphere, this radius of abundance. In some sense, sharing, maybe there's an image. This deep calling to deep. Maybe this is your own inner child. It doesn't matter, just bring a child in. You might get a sense of the wonderful gift-like quality of their presence. And perhaps you would like to give the child a gift in return. Maybe there's something you would like to offer. Could be a smile, a hug, some words, or something else. When you're ready, you can thank the child. And gently open your eyes and receive each other again. Things that I'm going to invite you to take with you into the breakout rooms. One is that you might like to share. So the first thing is to share about abundance. What did you sense when you explored abundance in the meditation? Could be that you felt a sort of poverty of tiredness or lack. It's absolutely fine, okay? We're just sharing what we experienced. So that's first thing, abundance. And the second thing is what happened when a child came into the meditation. What did you notice? What did you notice? And then if there's time, you can talk about how that relates to children's meeting and welcoming children into your meetings. I invite you to speak only from experience, to speak from the heart and to listen with the ear of the heart, to receive each other tenderly and not interrupt with each other and not ask questions. And of course, to treat it all with the tenderness of confidentiality, receiving what people share. Any questions before we say goodbye? What I'd like is to take 20 minutes in breakout rooms so you have time to go through the three things. So let me just say the three things again though. Abundance, what was it like when you were invited to feel the abundance? What was it like for you in the meditation when you were invited to experience the child?